Hi and welcome to the Podfather Podcast, coming today from NEC 2008 at San Antonio, Texas. Apologies for the quality of the podcast today. I'm not using the usual headset and mic and Audacity, but I'm recording with the Asus EPC 900 using a headset mic. So it's good to test what the Asus can do, how useful it is, and how good the quality is of what you get out from it. So interesting exercise. Today at the show, very big show, obviously, one of the biggest I've certainly been to, the furthest I've walked from one end to the other, huge number of rooms with activities going on all day, and the commercial side of it hadn't actually started yet. You can, from the main walkway, see them building the stalls from the Prometheans, the Smarts, and all of the other people down in the main hall. Obviously needed, because the only way you can get people from all around the world together in one place is to have the funding from these commercial entities to make the whole thing viable. Even though with the huge show, the community that I was chatting with and getting on with today is a very small kernel of creative people that are within that huge community of teacher educators using technology. And really those are the people that are pushing the boundaries, and it's necessary to have that alongside the meetings that were going on today, where people were being shown how to use certain things, what technology they can use. Again, the thing that comes up is the fact that a lot of time technology is pushed, but it's pushed and then it grows boundaries where people say, this is how you should use it, this is what you should do with it. And the people I was chatting with today are very much people that work on the boundary edge of that, saying, well, how can I actually push that forward in an educational sense? What use can I have out of this? How can I encourage the kids in a way that gives them ownership of the creativity, that they take forward things that are important to them and don't necessarily get confined by the boundaries that are artificially put into this? I know there's been, certainly in the States and in Australia, recently been a lot of issue of how open these systems are, how open they are to people to comment, to what people say. And again, my feeling is always, and I've said it a few times before, that these things are not things that we should dig our heads in the sand and say, well, I'm sorry, that goes beyond the boundaries, but we should use that as a learning opportunity, a way of teaching our kids perhaps how they should have responded, they should have put their case forward, not necessarily suddenly bringing the shutters down and going, panic, ooh, help, not what I'm used to, out of comfort zone. So that's certainly something that I was keen to listen to these people who are operating at that edge of looking at how you can actually enforce or reinforce the educational values that we all hold in a context that makes it seem and actually is something that the kids can appreciate and believe in themselves. So people I've met today, people I've been talking to for such a long time, and it was great to be in the same time zone, in the same place, actually able to talk face to face. It's a weird thing. You spend your whole time virtually talking to people and getting involved in conversations and discussions at all sorts of hours of the day and night. But the human need is to actually meet someone, shake their hands and say hi. And today, countless people I've met that I've spoken to over many years, most important ones for me, chance to finally meet and put a face to Cheryl Nussbaum Beach, who I've been talking to for a long time, Lisa Parisi, another person that's involved in a lot of online activities, and Judy O'Connell from Australia, and Sutap from Australia, Al Upton, who I've listened to and watched. And it's, again, not a name-dropping thing, but it's actually, I think, good to be in one place with them rather than virtually in a room. I know I've been virtually in lots of places, and it's quite nice to be here in the flesh, in the real world. So hopefully I'll catch up and record some more stuff today. So we'll see how the Asus actually copes with this. At the moment, it seems to be doing pretty well. So we'll report back from ISTE's NEC 2008. For the moment, it's the Podfather signing off and saying bye for now.